Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Garwin Lenander with no Leanne today. And I have a special guest with me today. I have Jeannie McGill on the line. Jeannie, are you there?
I am.
I'd like to welcome Jeannie. Jeannie is a pre-planning specialist. Now, when we say pre-planning specialist, we're talking about what, Jeannie?
We're talking about funeral pre-planning.
Okay. So, now, I want to give your number to start with, Jeannie, and then we'll give it again because I'll forget if we don't.
Okay. My phone number is 612-978-4948.
Okay. Let's start with it. What in the world is funeral pre-planning?
Well, what we mean by funeral pre-planning is, believe it or not, we're all going to die at some point in time.
Well, some of us. Some of us are going to make it, yeah. Some of us are not.
It's one of those subjects where we don't like to talk about and don't like to think about, but the truth is we've made it to today, to this moment, but we really don't have any guarantees for tomorrow. And working around death and dying as I have for the last 17 years, you know, it's just really hard to have these kinds of conversations. And so I've created some tools that are helpful for people to get these conversations going. And I'm all about education and what it is that you need to know if in preparing for your death. So it's a very simple process. What makes it difficult is that it's emotional because death is one of the hardest things that we face.
Well, nobody wants to talk about it unless somebody is gravely ill and wish to go. But it is something we all are going to face. There's no way to get around it.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that how do you open a conversation with somebody that you've just met? What's the process here?
Yeah, well, my goal is really to listen. What I found is that everybody has a belief system about death, and who knows where we got it. But people say to me all the time, I don't care if I'm dead or not. I don't want the bugs crawling on me. I want something that seals. Other people say, the one I get a kick out of is people who tell me I can't be cremated because it's too hot, and I can't be buried because I'm claustrophobic. You know, so it's a matter of asking the right kinds of questions and listening for what the belief system is so that I can help people put it together. Generally, we start by, I don't know what people think pre-planning is. It's like having coffee with a friend, except for I don't drink coffee. You know, we're going to laugh. We're going to talk about things. I'm going to ask questions. Very comfortable environment. And people generally tell me, if I had known pre-planning was going to be this enjoyable, I'd have done it years ago. But it's listening, it's asking questions, it's education. Sometimes people say, well, for years our family's had body burial and now I want to be cremated, but I don't know what the ins and outs are. What is it that I need to know? You know, so it's always geared towards answering the questions and the ideas. Well, can I do this? Can I be cremated and have a memorial service at the crack of dawn? You certainly can, you know. So it's talking about what's important to them and then education. Education is a huge thing. A lot of people don't understand the processes or what takes place, whether it's body burial or whether it's cremation.
Jeannie, who do you work for?
I am considered what is called an independent. This is my, I believe it's either 17th or 19th year of working around death and dying, and what a privilege that has been. And for most of those years, I did work in many of the different funeral homes, but education was always my passion. And I wanted to be able to talk to people and compare prices and really educate without having being tied to a specific funeral home. And so that's when I became what's called an independent. An independent meaning I do not work, I'm not an employee of any funeral home, no funeral home pays me any fees or anything like that, but I do compare prices and I do educate. Well, why does the Cremation Society charge me a $15 fee and this other Cremation Society does not, you know, or... it's comparing apples to apples. Funeral homes can charge whatever it is they want to, but by law, they have to have a price sheet. And it's really hard for a consumer to read a price sheet because you don't know what the price sheet means. So I work for a lot of different funeral homes in that they know that I am talking to families about their funeral home and things, and they've given me permission to do that, but I'm just not an employee of anybody.
Okay, so you're really, in reality, you're working for the client.
Exactly.
And I kind of the same way I feel about myself is I have no allegiance to any insurance company, but what I do is try to find the best possible solution to their problem. And everybody's got a problem because you're going to die. So you're out there trying to find a solution.
Right. And the difference in price can be huge. Giving a simple example, a simple cremation where the body is taken through the cremation process, all the necessary permits are filed, and the ashes are returned back to the family, ranges in price in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area from $750 to $4,500. Hmm. And that's the exact same service. So sometimes it's about the money. Sometimes it's not about the money because people have a particular funeral home that they've used for generations. But most of the time nowadays, it is about location and price.
Jeannie, give your phone number again. We want to make sure we get this in.
Okay, it's 612-978-4948.
Okay, what about prepayment of funerals? Is that part of your situation, your solutions?
Yes. What I offer families is pre-planning and prepayment. Pre-planning, we have to start there first because we've got to figure out what it is that you want. I create files for families that they can do as much as the planning that they want to. They can write down their songs, their scriptures, or, you know, be as detailed or just very little and just have the basics. So we start with that, and we talk about picking a funeral home or a cremation society so that you tell your children, if I don't wake up tomorrow, here's the phone number that you call, and everything has been prearranged. So we start with that first. Some people just want to do the prearrangement, but then we go on to prepayment. And it is a good thing to prepay your funeral in the state of Minnesota. But
why?
Minnesota has specific laws. Well, in some states, you're allowed to pay the funeral home while you're still living. But Minnesota said, no, we want a vehicle that you can put your money into that, number one, is portable to you. Because if you prepay it here and you move to another state, you know, you want to be able to take it with you. And we don't want you paying the funeral home directly while you're still living. Because what happens if they use all your money and 5 years down the road, they're not here anymore? So the vehicle that is most widely used today is what's called an irrevocable insurance policy.
Now stop, stop right there. Stop right there. Okay. You gotta explain that a little better. Maybe we're going to, but I want to make sure you get that very clear. Okay. So people understand that.
Yep. These are specific pre-need burial policies. Most of your regular insurance agents do not sell these type of policies.
I don't.
Correct. Minnesota law requires that the beneficiary has to read irrevocable to any funeral home. And then the contingent beneficiary has to be your estate. And so you have an itemized statement from a funeral home saying if you were going to die today, this is what the amount of the funeral is. And there are payment plans. If you can answer a couple health questions, you can make payments or you can do single payments. I always tell people there are as many ways to pay for a funeral as there are good-looking women. You know, we come in all sizes and shapes, and a good pre-planner can figure out a good plan for you on how to get this done. But everybody should be pre-planned because we're going to die. So what that does is the money stays within the policy, and then at the time of death, the funeral home or cremation society will file for that. And so it's a very, once we get done with, say if we do the pre-planning and then we do the prepayment, the family has a file. With their permission, I set it up at the funeral home. The funeral home has a file. So all it is at the time of death is one phone call, and it gets all your wishes in motion then for taking care of the kind of funeral that you want to have. And it's got to be the kindest and most loving thing that we can do.
There's nothing more traumatic, and most of us have gone through a death in a family. At that point, the mind quits working properly.
We're just not emotionally equipped to handle the 65 decisions. I have a sheet that I put together called A Funeral is Not a Day in a Lifetime, but a Lifetime in a Day.
Absolutely.
And all the 65 decisions that have to be made when somebody dies. It is a great conversation starter. If you don't know how to bring it up to your parents or to your spouse, you know, it's a great way because you have to know the answers to all these questions. You know, they're going to want to know your mother's maiden name and all of those kinds of things. So my question is if we know that emotionally it is going to be very difficult for us, that we're going to have one of the hardest days of our lives when our loved one dies, and we're going to have all these choices and decisions to make at a time that we're not thinking clearly, why do we do this to ourselves? Let's be kind to ourselves and get some planning done. So that, I mean, you talk to people who didn't do any planning and their loved ones dropped dead, they don't remember anything.
No.
You know, because of the trauma and the stress of it.
Right.
You know, and I could never say what a prepaid burial felt like until my mother died. I was with her the month before she died. I held her hand while she took her last breath. And it was a beautiful kind of an at-home funeral that we had. And she was in hospice at home. And then the next day, we go to the funeral home, and he says, everything has been paid for. What day do you want to have the service on? She's picked out everything. And as a daughter, I'm still looking for the words to describe what that did to my heart.
Yes.
You know, because here she's gone, but yet she's still taking care of us.
Right. Jeannie, we're driving. You're getting close to the end. Do you do educational seminars?
Yes, I do. They're all about things that you need to know, questions, answer questions. It's really, what do you do when somebody dies at home and they're not in hospice? You know, what happens if I die while I'm on vacation? You know, what do I do then? Just general information that is good to know. And I love doing the seminars. Churches are my favorite because then you get the adult children.
Jeannie, we're running out of time. Thanks for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.